Good afternoon, and welcome back to another episode of Surviving Dystopia. I just wanted to throw that out there. It's a Saturday, which is not a normal time for me to be making a podcast, but I just wanted to put this one out there. It is not a regular podcast. This one may be really short. I may yammer on for a while. I just wanted to throw some updates out there. The Surviving Dystopia Radio is going through a transitional period. You may find that there is a whole bunch of podcasts that come out, and then maybe there's a couple that don't. All of the podcasts at this point in time are recorded, so you can listen to them anytime. We are in the process now of adding hosts to the lineup. There's a number of really great, and I did on yesterday's podcast throw out there about one of the newest ones that will be coming out first. It's called The House of B, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. He's got a very nice outline that he's gotten written up and ready for his first show. I can't wait for this, and I really hope that y'all enjoy it. And give him some feedback. There was just a few things that I wanted to go over here real quickly. Like I said, the podcasts are kind of sporadic at this point. It just kind of depends on my work and my school, because basically I'm doing them all. And this is not how I want it to be. I'm a very busy woman, if y'all don't know this. I go to work full time. And this past week, we've been on a huge deadline. You know, I flip houses in the Cincinnati area, and it's been just a gigantic deadline trying to finish this out. 12-hour days. Well, then I am still in the last 2 weeks of my semester for school. So I have my final papers due. I have a thesis paper due in history and, you know, some other stuff going on that, you know, now I'm dedicating some time. I go to work all day, I come back, and then, you know, I got to dedicate a certain amount of time to getting this schoolwork done. Well, additionally, I also try to record these podcasts, and I'm also in the process of trying to get us, you know, quality hosts with quality information to pass on to you guys. And also, you know, getting some writing done for the blog, which, you know, today is Saturday, have a day off. So I'll be writing a couple of posts today and putting some stuff out on the blog. So hopefully, you know, we'll have some good content out there. It's been kind of a rough week. And, you know, it's really gotten a little bit of craziness going on. So I have a couple of podcasts that are actually, you know, they've been recorded. I just have not been able to get to the online format to get them posted out there for you. So I'm going to get those done this morning and get those out. And then later on this afternoon, I have a larger podcast and a larger blog post to put out. And hopefully we're going to get our first podcast from the House of B. We have three hosts. There'll be myself and then the two other hosts that are coming on. I'm waiting on an introduction for these because when I introduce your host to you, I'd like to be able to put out there their show as well. So this is why this is, you know, kind of hanging out there. So basically, you know, I'm not really passing on a whole lot of preparedness information today. I'm just passing on some Surviving Dystopia radio network information today. A little bit of housekeeping. I'll have a couple of more things coming out. They've already been recorded. I just have to master them and get them put together. We're actually working on the Surviving Dystopia. I don't know if you noticed, like in the beginning, there's like a music. It's just whatever random music happens to cross my mind at the moment. And this is what I've been putting out there. But I'm working at this moment on, you know, getting our introductory piece. And as yet, I do not have that. So that's why I've just been trying to, like, put a little something out there. So all of a sudden, there's like, wham, here's some words. Just to give you guys a sense of, basically, I choose songs to give you guys a sense of the tone. And then I move forward from there. Some of the things to talk about, you know, it does relate preparedness-wise. When we get ourselves in a situation where we are so busy that every day is so full of things that we have going on, we forget about things that are important. We fail to see the true needs of the day. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in the busyness of our lives that we cannot see the needs of the day. And or even the needs of the week or the needs of the month, the year, on and on and on the story goes. We may lose focus of our ultimate goal. I mean, I know I look each and every day to what I have coming forward for the day. I know I have to go to work. I know I have to, you know, say I have to paint a room or, you know, I have to hang some lights or because we do everything, you know. But then I'm also always looking forward. Like I was sitting this morning working on some final stuff for this week for school. And while I was doing that, I was also looking forward to next week's assignments, which is the final class of this semester for both of these classes that I'm in. And so I was trying to, you know, look forward to the classes and see if, you know, where I needed to be for next week. And so my boyfriend's son comes up to me and he stands next to me and he says, "Well, what are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm looking at next week's assignments." And he said, "So are you finished with this week's assignments?" I said, "No, not yet. I have a few more things to do." But I was just trying to have a look forward to see moving forward, you know, what I was going to have to accomplish for the following week. And he didn't understand this. And this is a good point to make. When we go to the store and we are talking about our preparedness needs and we think, you know, we're going to go buy that can of tuna that we can shove underneath the bed and put away, do we actually look forward or have a look at where we're at? I'm in the process now. This is part of the housekeeping stuff. I'm in the process now of working up it's going to be free, and I'm going to put it out there. It's some forms and some different things, organizational tools to help us keep track of the supplies that we have on hand. I'm trying to work it up in a database type of an app thing where you can put it on your phone. When you go to the grocery store, your phone's going to tell you where your preps are at. I don't know if there's one of these out there, but I need something because I got stuff everywhere. And in all my busyness, I realize that some things fall through the cracks. I may forget, you know, to respond to an email. I may forget this. I may, you know, I realize I'm getting emails from my academic advisor, and she's asking me about next semester's class because I schedule my classes a good two semesters out, and she's asking me about classes a couple of semesters from now, and it slipped my attention that, you know, normally to get into the classes that I want to get into at the time I want to get into them, I have to order these classes like probably two semesters out. As soon as the registration opens up, my academic advisor gets me into the classes that I want to get into. Well, I had failed to respond to her email. Why? Because I'm so busy that even though I saw the email, I was at work, it came to my phone. And even though I saw the email and thought, I'm going to respond to this later when I get home, I forgot all about it. I think that many of us do this, and not only in our lives, but in our preparedness. So today, I'm spending some time doing some organization, and I'm trying to get things in a more organized position. I'm trying to, the Surviving Dystopia blog has actually been up for over a year. I started it, and basically, I got busy and I would only post about once a month or something like that. But now there are other people on board and, you know, we're really trying hard to bring, bring to the readers and the listeners, you know, quality information, good information. You know, and it's a work in progress. This has been something that I've been working on in the past couple of months, trying to pull it forward into my realm of my focus, you know, into my world of focus, putting it a little bit more front and center. I'm also in the process of writing two books. So, you know, when we think about my day, you know, I might make a podcast while I'm on my way to work. I work all day. Sometimes I'll make a second podcast on my way back from work, but oftentimes, one direction or the other, I'll listen to somebody else's podcast. I have a few of my favorites that I listen to all the time. So I like to have time to put them in there because they put out some really good stuff that I enjoy hearing a different perspective on. So then I'll work all day. I'll come back. You know, there's dinner to cook. There's laundry to do. There's schoolwork to be done. And then there is the podcast to handle and master and get out there for you guys. And then there is the blog to get written. And then I have two books on the go. So needless to say, just about every waking moment, and I don't sleep many, I spend keeping busy and doing things. I call this high-functioning anxiety, I think, because I'm constantly needing to get something done, which isn't a bad thing, but sometimes it can get overwhelming. So with that, I just wanted to say that it's been, like, this week has been a little sporadic with the podcast, and that's been for a couple of reasons. One is I've been meeting with these other people to get their podcasts up and going. So mine have been, you know, these 30-minute podcasts I've just been kind of putting out there to give you guys some material, something to listen to. I wanted to have some short stuff out there, and we're still going to put these out there. Even if I have 7-day-a-week, hour-long podcasts from different hosts, I'm still going to give you 3 or 4 30-minute podcasts a week, because I feel like the 30-minute ones are just short, quick, drive to the stores or run to do shopping. It keeps us, you know, keeps us focused and stuff. And so I personally really do enjoy them. I've heard a couple of them from other people, and, you know, I may not have time to listen to a whole hour. So I really do like having the 30 minutes. So we're still going to put those out there. But this basically is only a surviving dystopia update, letting you know where we're at and where we're going and where our focus is. We are currently, there are three hosts. I am in talks and we'll be meeting with a fourth host next week. I'm really looking forward to this. This is a very knowledgeable person. So I'm quite happy with the direction that we're going. But something that I'm not getting is a lot of feedback. Y'all hop on to survivingdystopia.com and give me some feedback. Say, hey, great job. Say, dang, I wish you would shut up and put somebody else on because your voice is the only one I hear. I don't really care what the feedback is. I'm not thin-skinned. I can take it. So if you say, hey, you're not giving me enough meat in these podcasts, I'd really like to know more in depth about this or that or the other thing. If you get a topic you'd like to hear covered, give me that feedback. So with this update, all this is, you know, in essence, you could probably skip this podcast and you probably wouldn't be missing anything. But basically, I just wanted to put out there a quick little update, let you know what's been going on in the world of surviving dystopia, because we've been kind of off for this past week. And then, and like I said, that's due to growing. We're experiencing some growing pains. And this is not a bad thing, but it has caused a huge gap. And unfortunately, other podcasters will play rewinds. They will play, what do they call them? So one calls it a rewind, one calls it, an archived show. I do not have the archived shows to play, so I cannot play them. So this is why you find a big gap. But hopefully moving forward, you know, if we have a period in time where I don't have any content for you, that I'll be able to play you an archived show, one that's, you know, particularly pertinent or one that should be revisited or something like that. I'll be able to do that moving forward. But right now we just don't have the number of shows out there to be able to do this. So I do apologize if you experience gaps in it, but it's due to the growth that we're trying to experience here. So, you know, with that, I just wanted to throw that out there. And I just wanted to say, you know, hey, keep listening. There's a lot more good to come. The last few things, this is going to be a short podcast. There's not much to it. There's not much on the lines of meat to this podcast, but it does kind of tell you where we're going, give you a little explanation as to where I've been MIA. I've been, you know, like I said, I've been meeting with a couple of people and trying to sit down and with them, and in the busyness of my day, I only have so much time. So, you know, most of the time when I'm usually spent podcasting, when I'm making these, when I'm driving, I've actually been on the phone. I've been, you know, Skyping or something, which keeps me fairly, you know, busy trying to get these other hosts up and running, because I feel like it's very important, rather than just listening to my day or the thoughts of my day or the things that come up in my mind. In the day, I felt like it was much more important for me to be able to get these hosts where they need to be so that they feel comfortable starting their podcasts. Because it's important to me that they get out there and that their shows be as good as they had hoped that they wanted to be. Because in all honesty, we want them to be, you know, long-term hosts who can bring you the things you want to hear, the types of topics that appeal to you. And so, you know, during our growth period, you might find I may throw out 3 or 4 podcasts in one day. Although I did just discover that I can schedule the time. I didn't really realize how this worked, but I did discover that I can schedule the time. So I can make it so that they all come out like day after day after this. So I can record like 3 or 4 of them in a day and then, you know, put them out so that y'all aren't experiencing this gap. But it's going to happen. And you know, for that, at least, you know, that it's for a reason, and it's so that we can, you know, get together with the people that are going to be bringing you the information. So on a final note, I just want to throw out there that we're really happy. That's why I chose the song Happy by Pharrell Williams. I'm really happy at the direction that things are going in, and I'm really very pleased at the way that things are growing. So let me just throw the last few things out there. If you want a signed copy of my book, as always, you can go to djcooper.co and order yourself one. I accept PayPal there, which will take, you know, most anything. You can also order your books online at Amazon. You can find all the books at survivingdystopia.com. You can go to survivingdystopia.com is kind of our hub. That's where you'll find everything. I am working right now on a giveaway that's going to be put up there. I'm very excited about it. I'll be releasing more on this very soon. But go to survivingdystopia.com. On the far right-hand side of the links, you know, section of the navigation across the top, it says write for us. If you would like to write an article or a story for the blog, please click on that write for us link and it will forward you. It will give you all the outlines for writing for Surviving Dystopia, and it will provide you the contact information that you need to submit a story. If you want to just link back to your own blog, I'm totally cool with that. I'm not trying to corner the market here. I find that there are a lot of really great blogs out there, and there's a lot of really good information. And after all, that's all it's about. It's about getting the information from the people who have it to the people who want it. And I don't care how it gets there, whether it's my blog or somebody else's. Speaking of somebody else's blog, if you go to the right side, there's a little white square that says vote for me. It says vote for us in the top prepper websites. Please click on that link. It'll say, hey, by clicking this, it'll bring you to a new page that says, hey, by clicking this link, you're going to vote for this website. Well, please vote for me. Vote for this website. Vote for us. Vote for yourself. Vote for Surviving Dystopia. Bring us, you know, to the point where we'll be able to be sharing more information with more people. But more importantly, by clicking on this link and voting for us, it's going to take you to a list of all of the prominent prepper websites out there. And I'm going to tell you what, some of the information and some of these websites are phenomenal. You are definitely passing up great information by not going here. So listen, do me a favor, vote for us for the top prepper websites and get yourself a great resource at the same time. You can contact us through the contact link at survivingdystopia.com. There is a contact button in the navigation and it you can give listener feedback. I would love to do a feedback show. I don't quite have enough to do a whole show yet, but hey, throw me some feedback, throw some stuff in there, ask me some questions. Let's do some little research and throw it out there. I really want to be able to do, especially since we are not in live format right now and you can't ask it instantaneously. So please, you know, go in there and give me some feedback, give me some stuff, give me some good quality stuff to chat about. I would love that, because sometimes I walk around saying, gee, what am I going to talk to people about today? And it's not always easy to come up with a topic off the top of your head every day. So, you know, I thought it was hard doing the prepper broadcasting one when I had to do the live show once a week. I thought it was hard coming up a topic once a week. Try to come up with one every day. That gets to be a little bit more labor intensive. So, hey, give me some topics. Throw some feedback my way. Let's chat about these things. There's a forum, and I'm hoping to get this forum up and moving. There's a forum on Survivor. This is one of the main reasons why I got this forum going, and you can get in there, you can log in, you just invent a username, and you can get in there, you can ask questions, of specific hosts. When the hosts come on, they'll be monitoring their forums. I'll put specific forums for the specific hosts along with the Surviving Dystopia forum. So we can get into the forum, we can ask questions, and we can discuss it back and forth. It's not like an email where if you send me an email, I'm the one who's going to respond to it. But in the forums, your peers, other preppers, the hosts, or myself, anybody can respond to these things. There are some rules in the forum, however. We will be considerate of one another. Anyone that is a troll will be removed from the forum and blocked. So please be considerate of one another. Not everybody is on the same prepping level. And some people may ask a question that people may say, well, that's common sense or that's silly. It's not silly to the man asking the question. So be patient and offer good information. If you don't have any good information to offer, just let it slide and let someone else do it. That's the only thing I ask. Let's all be considerate of one another, because it's not a war. It may be coming forward, but not between us. So that's pretty much all I have today. I just wanted to touch base and let everybody know that I've been incognito, basically in conference calls and stuff for the course of the week, trying to settle up getting these shows started. So hopefully next week we're going to have the House of B is going to start his first show. And then we also have the other show, which we haven't quite named yet, but she's working on it. And I'm hoping she's going to start it up either next week or the following week as well. So look forward to some more programming. And please step on over to survivingdystopia.com and interact with your hosts. If you would like to be a guest with one of the hosts, please hop on over there. Shoot me an email. I'll hook you up with the host. If you want to be a guest on my show, you're more than welcome. I'll take guests all the time, all day long. So, hop on over there and give us some feedback. And that's going to be all for today. It's a Saturday. I have a ton of schoolwork to do. I have these podcasts to take care of, and I'm hoping to get you guys an article that I've been writing posted on the blog. So look for all that, and I will see you later. Have a good one, guys.